Going through a separation is one of the most stressful things you can go through. Family law specialist Kirsty Salvestro says it doesn't have to be a process anchored in hurt, fighting or costly legal fees, though. The author of What Are We Fighting For joins me now. Welcome, Kirsty.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, you're not only a lawyer and an author of a book all about this, but you're someone who's experienced divorce as a child and an adult, so I imagine this is an issue really close to your heart.
Yeah, it is. Look, I guess I've had the experience to see it from all angles. I've had experiences good and bad on both sides. It's a highly emotional time. When someone separates, I often say that it's very similar to losing someone in your life, losing a loved one. So the emotions are really, really high. So it's a really terrible and difficult time, well, tragic time for many people, and really, really hard thing to have to deal with and to go through.
Hmm. Do you think also the negative connotations surrounding divorce and separation can make it a bit more difficult for people to break up when they should?
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess I'm all about trying to get people to realise that it doesn't have to be negative. And I think that a lot of the way that we talk about and that we see separation, it's got such a negative connotation, where there really are some things that people can benefit from. As you say, very much perhaps they should have separated earlier. There is sometimes for children even, living in a home where parents aren't showing love or happy is really not a great way. So sometimes there are some really positive things. The negative section is that going through the process, but there's some really great, outcomes and a long way to move forward when you can get through that process in a positive and manageable way.
All right. So how about some tips? How do we achieve this peaceful pathway to finding an amicable split?
The biggest thing that I really think people need to understand right from the very start is they have to be really mindful of their own behaviour. And that's really hard when you're in a separation. There's a lot of blame going on often. There is all those emotions that I've talked about. But my first step is if you can stay calm and watch your behaviour and follow your very own morals and values moving forward and do that through the entire process, you're going to have a much better outcome. I mean, often people are really reactive. So if they get a text message or someone, demands something, they just automatically go into, save mode and they start using negative responses and behaviours back to them. If they can really learn how to cope with that and how to either respond, it doesn't necessarily have to be in a bright and bubbly way, but in a way that's not going to be inflammatory. So it needs to be a really non-reactive response. So whether it's wait before you send a text or don't send a text response at all if it's not necessary. So a lot of my tips are very much around, you choose your own pathway and you make these choices of how you can respond to every single situation that arises. And if you can be really mindful of that through the entire process, it can actually make a big difference.
Oh, that is such a good piece of advice. I think all of us could take that advice as well. If we're getting an inflammatory text message from someone or the workplace, just take your time.
Yeah.
and don't be inflammatory back. With me at the moment is family law specialist Kirsty Salvestro. She's got a book called What Are We Fighting For? And you mentioned that you have a 6-step process. You've spoken about staying calm. What's next?
So prepare. Number 2, that's my second step. And that is still around, keeping yourself very calm, but it's about surrounding yourself and preparing the right sort of team to support you. Now, when I talk about the team, that could be your number one go-to person to help you out. That, again, needs to be someone who's not, going to, help you or encourage you, should I say, to be angry at the other person, but someone who will help you be really practical and take away the emotion. That can be a family, a friend, not anyone who's a loved one that wants to support you. But I also talk about creating a more professional team around you as well. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a lawyer. There are some really great actual divorce coaches out there. So there's divorce coaching. Counselling is my number one. I mean, everybody really needs to get their emotions in check before they can negotiate. So if you can see counselling, there's a lot of separation courses that can be done. You might even need to prepare yourself by talking to a financial planner or your accountant. So there's lots of different tips that I give people to prepare all that before you start jumping straight to legal solution.
Yeah, and then you need to start gathering your info, right?
Yeah, so step three is gathering, and that's really about, I mean, you work with those potential members of your team to get that information together, but it's probably, you know, a really, really practical step, which is, you know, gathering the right documents, checking out values of assets if you need to, or looking at options for the care of your children, all those different sorts of things that you might need to get the information. It's really hard to enter into a negotiation if you don't have all the information.
What's next after that?
Explore. I call it exploring because really it's about once you've got all that information in front of you and you've got that team, you really should not just go into a negotiation or a discussion about your future with one option. You need to explore all options. And they can be ones that you don't think are great, but you really need to actually set out every single option you can think of and go through them and explore them. Look at the pros and cons of each option. Start looking at what your spouse may be looking for so that you're more prepared. So it's a really great step to prepare yourself ready to negotiate.
All right, and then negotiate.
Yes.
I think some people might get heart palpitations thinking about this. It is tough. It's really not easy, is it? So is there a way to set the tone or make yourself feel confident about going into that negotiation?
What I do is there's a couple of options. Obviously, option one is the one that probably scares a lot of people, which is going into a negotiation on your own. But I do actually set up some guidelines for people, you know, about setting rules of behaviour for when you're going to sit down with your partner. So setting some boundaries to, you know, start the negotiations, making sure you both feel really comfortable and listing all the things you should be talking about. What I do also offer, though, is the other options that if you need help with the negotiation. So I myself do this, and a lot of other lawyers and also other services around offer mediation and collaborative family law. They're my two go-to options rather than first just going straight to litigation or aggressive legal letters backwards and forwards. These options are much more amicable and allow you to have really open discussions with your partner. So the mediation obviously is just with a mediator, where collaborative family law is where you sit down with two lawyers together and you work as a team to try and discuss and then create some solutions.
Thank you so much for your time today and for sharing some advice with us, Kirsty.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.